What are you supposed to do when someone says they don't think that a woman is cut out to be a presidential figure? More specifically, a vice president. Okay. Now, like if it's a friend, it's easy. But if it's a parent, it may get a little trickier. And that's a conversation we've got to have with one particular one of our listeners on today's podcast. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Welcome to Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. I'm Steve Kramer. It's a feel-good podcast I do on mom every single day. We just talk about life, man. We live, laugh, and love my mom. And this today's going to be a life part. A lot of life in today because of the inauguration yesterday and just how to deal with certain people that don't agree with certain things. Yeah? Okay. Live your life out loud, laugh a lot, and love my mom, my co-host Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Well, thank God my dad got his damn COVID shot today.
He did.
If you're just tuning in, you haven't listened to the rest of this week's podcast. It's been a whole mess because he's been trying to track down and like force his doctor to give him one and lie and cheat his way into getting a COVID test. And so today you guys went and you got it.
We got it.
Well, what was the experience
like? It was so easy. So we got there about 5 till our appointment time, and they took you in a different entrance.
Where did you end up going? Which one of many was this that you signed up for?
To an emergency care facility. And they took you in a separate entrance, and we walked right in. There was no one there but us, and we sat down in a chair. And we gave them our form that we'd already filled out online. They shot us in the arm. They gave us our certificate.
Goodbye.
They collected $10 each, and they didn't even ask us to go out front where everyone was in the waiting room.
$10 each?
Mm-hmm. For an administration fee.
So, is that normal?
Well, I think what's happening is that if you go through public health or you go through a government agency, it is free. But I think doctors are charging an admin fee.
Damn. Okay. That's scammy as hell, but I'm not mad about it.
No, for $10? Are you kidding? And you walk right in.
I'm just saying, like, that's the hustle right there. They're like, yeah, here are the shots you're supposed to get for free that we didn't pay for, but we're going to charge you $10. Like, okay.
They have to have extra staff, I guess, or allocated staff time. But she said they had done 200 so far.
Yeah, I think that's $2,000.
You got it.
$1,000 extra bucks, man.
We were, of course, the last 2 shots of the day, which she confirmed. And then we have an appointment on the 17th of February to come back.
To get shot number 2. How did you feel? I think they say side effects are typically after the second one, but any weird side effects? No third arms? No.
I mean, I can tell that there's something different about my arm, but it doesn't hurt that much.
Well, that sounded dramatic.
No, I mean, it's just sore. It's a little sore.
Oh, okay.
But not bad.
I got to get to this COVID business, man. I'll tell you what, that's a hustle right there. $2,000 extra bucks for something they get for free anyway.
Let me tell you a story, though, that Jim heard today from one of his friends. That a doctor that he knows, the janitors unplugged the freezer when they were cleaning, and all the vaccines were in there.
Damn. That almost sounds made up, though, to be honest with you.
Like, that's so terrible.
That sounds like an old person chain letter. You know, your parents used to send you like email forward, you know, like forward, be careful of the rotten vaccines.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's probably falls in the, I heard of this one clinic.
I know. And then another friend of his.
Yeah. Another friend of course. Here we go.
Yes, yeah. Here we go. Another friend of his knew someone that got sick from it. So
yeah, of course.
Like, here we go. Yep.
So, and everybody's good, but it's only been, you guys got it like an hour ago, so we'll
exactly.
see. You know, I was really apprehensive. I mean, I still am kind of apprehensive about it because the first time in previous podcasts, I've talked about this hearing condition that I have.
Yes.
The second time I got it was after I took the Molly. Right. But the first time was when I got a a steroid shot.
Right.
So anything that like messes with my serotonin system, and it was one that was like, they were like, yeah, you know, you're probably going to feel a little anxious for a while. Mm-hmm. But that's the first time it ever happened. So anything injectable, I get super nervous on.
Yeah.
Because you can't take it out. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take it out. Like, once it's in, it's in. Uh-huh. No, you can't reduce dosage or increase dosage. It's there. So am I apprehensive about it? Yeah. You know, I'd prefer not to. But, I mean, like, what option do we have? And I feel like I need to be, like, a positive influence.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And promote everyone getting one. Because I do think it's important, but it's just like, it still scares me. So I don't know. $10 though. I'm tripped up on that. That's crazy. Anybody else had to pay $10 for a COVID test? Because I think that's a backdoor hustle right there, man. You want to call on that 888-Kramer-8? Because I think y'all just got taken right there. I really do.
I think
that nurse was just like, yeah, $10.
That's the best $20 we've spent in a long time.
Did you get the Moderna, or is that what it is? Or what's the two?
Moderna or Pfizer. Yes, we have the Moderna. Yeah. So there's a 4-week waiting period. And with Pfizer, there's 3. I think
where's all that money coming from?
Though. It's coming from the government.
Is it like a, yeah, there you go.
Operation Warp Speed.
For sure.
It's coming from us.
Yeah, well, that's true. When your taxes go up.
Our trillions of debt.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, you saw me post about this. I told you last week that I had done a podcast on mental health. And specifically, there was these two therapists in San Diego that started a podcast. And I like to support anybody that does a podcast. And I hope you'll go listen to it. It's called Not Your Basic Influencers. And they... you know, they're just two licensed therapists that just talk about whatever. And they wanted to bring me on to talk about masculinity, and which, of course, I should be the poster child of masculinity.
Being the jock you are.
Yeah. But talking about, like, you know, that all of the basically the men, you know, stigma, the
male stigma
that comes. Yeah. It comes with mental health. And I was honored. I mean, I was honored to go on this podcast and kind of talk about that, because there's so many people that have reached out to me and that are men that feel like they don't really feel comfortable with the topic of mental health. And so to, I guess, be the poster child of that, that's all right. But I wanted to, I'm going to send you over to their podcast, but I want to play a little bit of it here, because I'm thinking maybe we have mostly women listen to this show.
Right.
But I'm thinking that there's maybe something in here that you can hear to help that male in your life. Maybe it's your husband, your boyfriend, your brother, your father, to kind of anytime that the topic, for some reason, touchy topic of mental health comes up with them. I don't know if something in this will be able to help you, but here, listen to a clip from my episode of Not Your Basic Influencers podcast here.
Therapy doesn't fix it, right? Because it's, I mean, no, well, therapy helps facilitate it. So it's not that simple. It's not just like, go talk to someone about it, go see someone about it. Like, you have to do the work and you have to be consistent, and you need supportive people in your life that are going to be helpful in supporting you through that.
I think that it's interesting you say that, because thinking about it, like, and you guys know obviously what you do, but I think that men are so scared of the emotions that would probably come up when they start to dig into this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I mean, you guys know it's hard. You can't, yeah, you're right. It's not, you don't just walk in and you're like, hey, I got a problem. You're like, here's the solution. You're like, cool. Even though I will say, after a while, the more you do it, the more so it gets that way. You know yourself so well. You're like, oh, that's why I'm thinking that way. If you got it, thank you. Therapy to me now is actually pretty easy, because I've just done it for so long now that I kind of know how I tick and why I do the things I do. And I'm sure I have a million more things to learn, but I will say it does get easier for those that are like, well, how do I start this thing? But at first it's really hard. I don't think guys want to face the feelings. They're not taught to face the feelings they have of, like, having to uncover yourself and really figure out why you are the way you are. It's so much easier to hide behind this mask that looks like everybody else is, right?
Well, and when you think of you, and even when you went in and started working on yourself, and maybe not so much working on yourself, showing up authentically, coming out of your box,
yeah,
in your mid-30s, right? So you're 37, you said 2017, so like 34-ish.
Yeah.
So 34 years, you learned one way of primarily doing things and showing up. So to unlearn some of that, like on top of that, is like, and then relearn yourself. I mean, sure. That's a lot.
It's hard. Well, I mean, it's the life that I had created to think that's what I needed to do to fit in. This is what you do to be successful. This is what it has to look like. And this is what you have to do to be happy. And you don't ask questions and you just go, 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 right? Like you go and you work really hard and you get a house and you get a wife and you get kids and you get cars and you get all this. And then I literally got it all except for the kids part. And I was like, I'm fucking miserable. Like, why am I miserable? This makes no sense to me. Of like, I worked this hard for this bullshit. Like what? Like
I've
why?
Checked all the boxes. I've like met all these.
I checked every box. Yeah. I could not have checked any other box except for the kids thing, which thankfully was not checked at that time. But I couldn't understand why I was so miserable. And that's when I started talking about having the anxiety, trying to keep up with a life that is not truly authentic. It's extremely anxious causing, you know, anxiety ridden life, you know, it felt fake the whole time. I was like, I'm so weak at any point. If anybody sees through how like not great my marriage is, how insecure I am as a person, how much depression and anxiety that I have, like I will fail at that point. Yeah. Until you just can't keep it up anymore. I don't know if that's everyone's experience, but I just hit a point where I couldn't keep it up. But as a man, it's what you're supposed to do. You've right. got to keep that face on. That is what, as a masculine person, like that is what you're taught, is you better have that face on. You better check those boxes. You better be more successful than every other man around you. Because mm-hmm. If you're not, then you're weak.
Yeah. Just get over it is kind of like the.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who has time for that? We're too busy working.
So I don't know. I hope you'll go listen to the whole episode and check it out. And you know, if you are a dude and you feel like you need some help with your mental health or not quite sure where to go and you feel embarrassed talking about it, I'm always here. I mean, women too, but I don't know why men have such a hard time, you know, just
when
opening
you,
up.
When
about
was
it.
The first time you went to therapy?
2011.
Yeah.
2011.
Was that?
No. 2010, maybe. When did I get married? Right after that.
2009.
Yeah. I think it was 2010. Okay. I went to therapy the first time.
Yeah. I mean,
but I can remember. I think so. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you went around marital issues, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And was that hard? Was that hard for you?
No, I've never had a problem. You know me. Yeah. I'm just whatever.
Yeah.
But I know for a lot of guys.
I mean, I know you don't now, and I know you haven't, but I just wondered if that first time that was challenging.
No, it's never, you know me. I'm such a freaking open book. It's more of them being like, all right, let's save some topics for next week, you know, versus mm-hmm. me, them trying to like pull stuff out of me. we're actually recording this podcast. If I sound a little groggy, sorry, I get like a 20-minute nap just to jump back up and do this episode because I actually have a therapy call tonight with BetterHelp. So I was like, I got to change my schedule around a little bit. Anyway, check out that podcast. Really quick, Mom, again, we're not a political show,
yeah.
But yesterday, AKA today, was really, it's a big day in our country that I want to talk about. It doesn't matter which side you're on, just your overall thoughts of the inauguration.
I was so emotional most of the day. There were so many just historical things above and beyond, you know, Kamala Harris, just the traditions and the very fact that they were at the Capitol when 2 weeks ago it had been virtually ransacked, you know.
Yeah.
To see that and just all the presidents coming together again. And It was so nice to see people just milling about and being congenial with one another.
Right.
And to have such a different tone of the day. It
right.
was almost like a sigh of relief for me. Like, oh my goodness, this is so refreshing. And of course, the music was beautiful with.
Right. You know, I felt like the Garth Brooks thing was a smidge awkward.
Yeah, but.
Did you feel that way? And I'm a huge Garth fan. I think he's the yes. absolute best concert I've ever been to. Like just a genuinely nice guy.
Yes.
But I don't, I felt like, I don't know. This just feels out of place to me for some reason.
Well, I'm thinking that those three people probably are very special to Joe Biden.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, there's just something. And I only caught like maybe, because I thought it started at 12. And so I tried to plan my day to be home at 12. But then it started earlier than that, because I got in the car and turned on the radio and it was already on. So I was like, oh, no. So I basically started watching it, him getting sworn in, and then to basically the Garth. Wait, when did the girl speak? It was with girl, then Garth.
The poet laureate. Yeah, she was before him.
Okay, and then Garth. And then I had a phone call, so I had to go. But I don't know, that part just felt awkward to me. I was like, this feels out of place for some odd reason.
He is a sweet soul. He really is.
Great.
He's genuine.
Great. And he's a Republican, by the way, too. He's a Republican.
Is he really?
Yeah, it's very clear. Ooh, I wondered at first, because Tim McGraw and Toby Keith, we'll talk country music for a second.
Okay.
Tim McGraw and Toby Keith, two of the biggest names in country, are diehard friggin' Democrats.
Uh-huh.
And so I was wondering, I was like, well, that's a pretty bold statement, I feel like, with everything going on politically right now, for a Republican to show up like that.
That was beautiful.
That was a pretty cool gesture, you know?
Yes, very nice. And I tell you, regardless of what you think about Mike Pence, to me, the most valiant thing he's ever done was to attend that ceremony.
When the president didn't, to kind of split from that partnership.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Mike Pence, but I really thought that was quite honorable on his part.
Right.
To do that.
I got a few of the takeaways I think like this one specifically meant a lot to a lot of people. I think women of anybody of color, the fact that any woman of any color and, you know, people of color.
Yes.
Seeing someone, I mean, having this is monumental to see a woman in power. You know, it's the first non-white man that's been a vice president.
Yeah.
You know, not only is it the first woman, but a non-white man as the vice president. Mm-hmm. So that's like, I thought that was pretty cool to be able to see that. And then this is one thing I saw this on Instagram. This girl I'm friends with, she put her son watching Joe Biden speak, and her son has a speech impediment.
Oh.
And so like, you know, like even just said, it's just cool. You know, I think today was very special for a lot of different reasons. Take politics out of it, like what you believe in, but just seeing a lot of firsts.
Yeah.
You know, for me, and this sounds so stupid, but like this was important to me. The Biden's dog is the very first shelter dog to be part of the White House.
Yeah.
The first rescue.
I love that so much.
That's cool, huh?
I love that so much.
So,
and he's only the second Catholic president. You know, after John Kennedy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's
anyway,
cool.
So a lot. Yeah. I was just, no matter, again, taking politics out of it and just looking at the firsts. I don't know. I don't know what it meant to you. It was funny because my boss put on, because I feel like I do live in my bubble. You know, most of the people I follow are in California and Maryland, I mean, it's a blue state, but I feel like I'm in a bubble. My boss had put on our Facebook page about, like, you know, describe one word to like really sum up. And I mean, it was probably right down the middle. I mean, truly, just the way people voted, you know, like some people, like, I'm disgusted and I'm overjoyed. It's just so crazy how we're so split still over it, you know?
Yeah, it is. I think that will change, though. I certainly pray that it will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly, it's up to our leaders to lead that charge and for us to follow and do our part.
Mm hmm. Totally. All right. Let's get to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay. So it is from the inauguration today, from our President Joe Biden. We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue, rural versus urban, conservative versus liberal. We can do this if we open our souls instead of hardening our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, you know, he keeps saying that he's here to heal the soul of the nation. And I just believe he has the gifts to do that. And I just wish him the very best.
Well, I would be kind of curious, too. You know, if you vote Republican, And again, we don't, this is not what this podcast is about, right? But mm-hmm. I would be genuinely, because I felt like, but then again, you know, leaning more liberal, I felt like his speech today was, I don't think it was a, it was very textbook. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like, I don't think it'd be, it will go down as one of the greatest speeches of all time, but it's very much like unifying, right?
Yes.
And I'd be curious though, like, if you voted Republican, or if you basically, if you didn't vote for Biden, do you feel, did you feel that same sense of the country coming together over it? You know, like, did you, I'd like to see it from a different perspective. And again, no judgment. I mean, I don't want this podcast to ever lean one side too much and to not have it the other way. Please, like, call in and really give us your feedback. If you didn't vote for him, how did you feel like today went? Mm-hmm. Because I'd like to see that perspective of it too. And I promise you, I'll put it uncensored on the podcast, so everybody gets a voice in this.
Yes.
888-Kramer-8, 888-KRAMER-8. I'm just honestly, I just hope we cannot talk about politics now for 4 years. I
know.
The next time I want to talk about politics, honestly, is what, like July of 2025 or whatever.
Yeah, 25, yeah. Right.
Yeah, like that's the next time I want to hear it. We care about policies or
no,
anything.
You need to care.
No, yes, I care way too much over the last 4 years. I don't want to care no more right now.
No, you need to care.
I just am exhausted by it.
You're commissioner.
No, I don't want to know any of those people.
You need to know your political leaders.
You need to get all of those people.
You need to vocalize your opinion. Mm-hmm. You need to voice your opinion.
Honestly, 4 years ago, I don't think I could have told you who the Speaker of the House was. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would know who the President and the Vice President were, but below that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even tell you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter, but now
good
I'm
for
just
us in that way, I think.
Well, I don't know. My stress levels have risen greatly over the last couple of years. It's honestly a hard time to be on the radio, that's for sure. I'm very challenged.
Yes.
I'm in the moment.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
is in the moment right now is political, so it's been crazy.
Yes.
All right, we gotta move on. Let's we'll get to Ask My Mom in a couple seconds. And yeah, what are you supposed to do if your parents are just, their views are way out of date? Do you try to correct them, or do you just say they're old people, let's move on? Thanks though to our friends over at Magic Spoon Cereal. I don't know if you try Magic Spoon Cereal yet, but I hope you will. I hope you'll like kind of reform your breakfast. You don't have to eat boring for breakfast. You can eat fun for breakfast. Cause growing up, you know, one of the greatest parts of being a kid was having cereal, but you got to give it up after a while. Cause we just can't eat the same stuff anymore. Right. There is a cereal that literally is very good for you. And I mean, literally it's good for you. Definitely not bad for you. That I would say almost has the same, I don't know, not stats, but same nutrition values as like a protein bar that I would eat. Zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, only 3 net carbs in each serving. It's Magic Spoon cereal, and it's so good. It tastes just like some of your favorites. And you can actually now make your very own variety box, your custom variety box, where you can choose between the best-selling cocoa, the fruity, the frosted, the blueberry flavors, plus the new flavors, which are peanut butter and cinnamon. Tastes so good. It really does. So go to magicspoon.com and pick up a box for yourself, or a custom variety box, even better. And be sure to use the promo code Kramer at checkout. And don't forget, it comes with that 100% happiness guarantee. If you don't like it for whatever reason, you get your money back. It's magicspoon.com/Kramer and use the code Kramer for free shipping. And thank you so much to Magic Spoon for being a part of the podcast today. Also, go download the new app. It's called Word Collect. I love it. It's a great little mental break from social media, or just from your work day. You need to have a couple of minutes, maybe sitting on the toilet. I don't know what you do when you're in your phone. But it's not just getting your mind sharp. I mean, not just getting your body sharp for the year, it's getting your mind sharp too. And Word Collect is a fun app. It's a word puzzle app that you can play. It's got 2,000 levels, so you're never going to get bored. It starts easy and then gets harder and harder. It's fun and addicting way to keep your mind sharp and grow your vocabulary. You really should try it. Try it and let me know how you feel. And right now they're offering you 2,500 coins and 500 gems when you download and play. That'll make sense when you download it. Stop mindlessly scrolling through social media and keep your mind sharp. Just go to Apple or Google Store and search for Word Collect. And check it out for free today. It's Word Collect. All right, Ask My Mom in a couple of seconds. It's fun when Dante reached out to me today. He's like, man, I heard my shout out. He's like, thanks. I never actually got my, I didn't get my original shout out back in the day. I didn't want to ask, but it was cool. I didn't think I'd feel starstruck when I heard my name on the podcast, but I do. So that's really cool. Certified fans, you get a whoop whoop on our podcast. We just really appreciate you as people that donate $5 a month to our podcast. We're so appreciative. If you'll text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Comes with a bunch of perks, too. You can kind of read up on it. But it does support the podcast. And so thank you very much for doing that. Let's go back, Mom. Let's go to how about – I was like, oh, there's Stephen Yancey. That's me. let's go to –
You are your biggest fan.
Oh, it took me a while actually to sign up, to be honest with you. I've signed up like 15 times. I needed to like check the system of what it looked like when you signed up. But Elizabeth A. How about Elizabeth A. from San Diego? She's been a certified fan since July the 8th.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
With us. Okay. So here's a bonus for you.
Okay. Whoop, whoop. Yay, yeah, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Ask My Mom. It's an advice segment that we do. And I don't know, like when old people get old, do you just have to let them be old and like just let them be old? like when like your grandparents or even like my dad sometimes will say something. I'm like, oh my God, like what year is it? Like, remember when he told that woman to take her husband downstairs and talk to the, I'm like,
yes.
God. but it's an advice segment that we do twice a week. And if you got something you want us to talk out, Mom's got some good motherly advice, just email me thatguykramer@gmail.com and we'll get you on the podcast, get you some advice. This one, yeah, this came in a couple of days ago. Said, oh, I'm so fuming after my conversation with my dad right now. We started talking about politics, which is a huge no-no with my dad, but I was hoping things would calm down since the election. And then he said something that to me that came completely out of left field. I don't think women should be vice president to his very own daughter, his only daughter. So I ask him why, and he says he feels like women get too emotional, that he knows that my mom, they are divorced, couldn't handle all the pressure the country is under right now. I'm literally fuming that there's part of me that doesn't ever want to talk to him ever again. But then, but that was so ignorant. I don't even know where to start. Do we just let our parents be ignorant knowing that they're old, or do we correct them? Mom and Nancy, do old people change? XOXO forever, Miriam. Yeah, I don't know. Old people are hard, man. Y'all are hard. Do you know that? You're pretty easygoing. You're a pretty easygoing old person, but
yeah.
You're still, you're getting there. Yeah, you all get there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I probably correct my dad 50% of the time. There's time. I'm just like, I don't know old people that do change. Now, my old agent, he was, God, you know, he passed away. He was 86. But I never corrected him because I just felt like he is just, there's no way. This is who he is. It's too far gone, you know?
Yes.
Things to me, I'm like, what in the hell? But then I remember he's like born in 1910 or something. So you had to kind of be lenient on that stuff a little bit. How do we feel about that? Are we supposed to be correcting our parents on these things, or do we just show respect? It's our parents.
Well, we're all products of our environment and our time, and we've been through different scenarios. So for older people, they've been through a lot. And you know, I would hope that he would listen to a different point of view and try to be open-minded. But I can tell you that by and large, older people do not do that. They think that they know the way and there's only one way and that their way is the way. It's very frustrating. And I mean, I've heard that same comment from older men too. And of course, it's horrible. It's horrible. Of course, it's horrible. But no, I would try to just voice my own opinion and hope that, you know, you can just agree to disagree. so that it doesn't really impair your relationship and that you all can still love one another, because honestly, that's what we've got to learn to do.
But is it worth, I guess the question is like, is it worth correcting?
What do you mean? Is it worth it?
Like, is it worth being like, Dad, like, that's not the right thing to say? Or are you just like, what's the point?
Well, I believe it is. You might not want to say that's not the right thing to say. You might want to say it in a different way, as such as, well, you know, Dad, I feel this way because, you know, to help open others' eyes. That's what we've got to do as a country. We've got to really try to listen to each other and try to be respectful of other people's opinions and, you know, not have our own opinions stifled or muffled.
Sure.
Be expressive of those in a loving way, but we've got to do that. We've got to come together and learn from one another. And just learn. Yep. I mean, I think it'd be an interesting conversation to say, why do you think that? When have you seen an example of that? I mean, you know, to try to get into their heads.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if there's much hope of changing.
Jimmy Mack, like, I don't think he would say something like that. But when he is, y'all, this story tomorrow, I'm just telling you right now, is a little teaser. We have so much to talk to this man about. This whole UPS story is like out of control. Like, they're just so weird and like set in their ways and like it's just bizarre. So
it's gonna be interesting. That's all I can say.
I'm just curious. So call us up, by the way, 888-KRAMER-8, 888-KRAMER-8. Like, do you correct your parents? Like, do you, and how did that go? Or do you just like let them be older, because it's like, whatever, like, you're old.
I mean, eventually we have to accept each other for whom we are, but that doesn't mean
you have to accept ignorance, do you? Like, come on, let's be honest. Like, women are very capable of being the president of the United States.
Well, yeah, I mean, in our opinion, but not in his.
Yeah, but he's wrong. So that's what's wrong with this country.
Herein lies the problem.
Yeah. Welcome to 2021 politics, baby. I'm right, you're wrong. That's how it works. All right, Mom. We got some calls on this 888-KRAMER-8. I love you.
Love you forever.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right, both good news stories today have to do with teachers. Shout out to our teachers, by the way, especially during this pandemic. That's crazy how y'all have been able to not lose it. Is just outstanding. You know, I mean, it's hard to... I understand, have kids at home during this, but to be a teacher, to have to try to wrangle these 20, 30 kids, Lord. So two good feel-good stories about teachers, and then made me laugh, and then we're done. Milton Pierce knew exactly what he wanted to do with the stimulus money when he got it. He's a teacher over at the Milton Hershey School in Pennsylvania, and he decided to spend it to help his students and their families and to set a good example in the process. Pierce said when he saw that his... saw a need to support his students' families, and he wanted to try to solve one day's worth of problems for them at least. So what he did was use his whole stimulus payment to buy Uber Eats gift cards to provide every family with a meal.
Whatever situation that they began in is not the situation they have to end in. And along the way, you can do good things for other people.
Now, let's call it what it is, right? Teachers don't make a lot of money. And so the fact that he used his whole stimulus check to buy for his students, teachers, I swear to God, are the most selfless human beings. They really, truly are. Like, what a special gift that is. Just for the, you know, for the amount of money and the work that you put into it, it's like, wow, God bless you, seriously. All right, one more feel-good story about a teacher. So that after seeing some of their students, he was logging in and realized his students had nowhere to work, one teacher decided to just give one to him, pretty much. His name is Nate Evans, and he teaches 7th grade literacy at Ankeny, Iowa. And he started building desks for kids who are learning remotely during the pandemic. So he started by paying for them all the building supplies, you know, with his own money. But soon the project grew to something even bigger, and his donations started rolling in after Evans posted the idea on Facebook. He calls the project Woodworking with a Purpose, and he has over 50 plus volunteers to help. Together, they've built around 600 desks for students, and their goal is to make 2020 by the end of the school year. Each desk costs about $20 to $25 to make, so they're hoping to raise an additional $30,000 for materials.
Just trying to build a better community and show children out there that there are adults who care about them.
But you see that, like, the common theme in these stories is that they're so selfless. Like, these teachers are just like, yes, like, we don't need this money. I'd rather my students be happy. Like, God. If you're a teacher and you're a podcast listener, let me know, because I want to send you a special thank you. You can text me 888-Kramer8, because I just want to say thank you for what you do during all this craziness. All right, going back to the Ask My Mom topic about women and presidencies and how to handle your parents and may not, or anybody that disagrees. His name is Harry Kondabolu, and his take on a woman, even as a president.
We've never had a female president in this country, which I find stunning. It's amazing that we've never had a female president. And a big part of that is that we have men in this country that are so sexist that they say things like, oh, we can't have a woman president, because you know what's going to happen if we elect a woman, right? Like, once a month, she's going to have her period and have PMS and go crazy. She'll ruin the country. We have men who actually believe that a woman, because of her biology, has her judgment impaired once a month. Well, I'm a man with a penis and testicles. My judgment is impaired every 5 to 7 minutes. And I'll be honest with you, I wake up some mornings with my judgment impaired.
It's true, man. I'm gonna tell you what. It's true. If anybody's irrational, I think it is we men. So, all right, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you check out the Not Your Basic Influencers podcast with me. And it's talking about mental health on there. And it'd be great for you to go support their podcast. And text the word merch, if you would, M-E-R-C-H, to 888-Kramer8. We got some merch we got to sell, folks. So get yourself a hoodie or a t-shirt. Actually, we're sold out t-shirts. Coffee mugs or wine glasses, and just support your podcast. So thank you so much. I love you, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, okay? Bye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.